Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, we missed you last night at the Jade Monkey. I'm fortunate to meet all kinds of the callers, Wisco Paul, Mark from the SAC, on and on and on. It was a good time. To the summit, I guess MSNBC puts John Bolton on just to get my blood pressure up. They had him on again this morning, and here's his new whopper of whoppers. First of all, he's still, you know, this is a bad idea, bad idea. Okay, fine, that's your opinion. Then he moves on to, unless we get some type of an agreement on these NATO, these countries that want to enter NATO, he considers it a failure. Could I just remind him who he worked for? A guy that wanted to destroy NATO? He has no credibility on the subject, in my opinion. And then, last but not least, they were talking about, oh, well, he could step in it, you know, like I talked to you the other day about, if he doesn't do things right in terms of, they're all whipped into a frenzy about what he being Biden, might say about this or that, and they'll go, well, what about this with you? Well, first off the bat, I would ask Putin, when it comes to these cyber attacks, who's in charge? I'd put it to him. Who is in charge? You are supposedly this micromanager of everything, control everything in the country, and yet you claim you don't know who does this? I mean, just put it back in his face.
Yeah. Well, two things. I want to pick up on both. They're very, very good. One is on Bolton. And I just want to mention this. I think I mentioned it once before. I went to school with Bolton. He was a year behind me. And we worked together for the simple reason that we were both in a thing called the Connecticut Intercollegiate Student Legislature, which is like a glorified boy state. And, you know, you practice public speaking and all that. And I was the state chairman for Connecticut, and he was the head of the delegation from our college. And I will leave you with this. If, let's say in the sixth grade, you and a bunch of guys on a Saturday morning got together and went up to a baseball field and you started to divide up teams, he would have shown up in a suit and a tie and a briefcase and said he was there to study baseball. Okay. That's what the guy is like. And that's what he's always been like. I pay no attention to the guy. Now, the second thing though, is when it comes to Putin, yeah, I think instead of just saying who's in charge, you know who's in charge. I would say it's very simple. You know, the we talked about this in the first hour. You know, the Vostok project you have in Siberia and the others? You have no money and no tech. You guys don't know what you're doing. A bunch of guys in fur hats don't know what goes where. And you want our guys to come over here? You want our money? You ain't getting it. Okay, Jack, you ain't getting it. And I want to put it to you this way. You tell me that you didn't know about the hacking. I don't believe you, but even if you were telling the truth, I got a very, very hard verdict for you is you're going to get punished for it. So that might incentivize you to get your thugs to go out there and beat down some doors. That's what I'd say. Okay. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Good call, Dick, as always. A little sluggish this morning for some reason, but at any rate, infrastructure, you have to do that if you're a Democrat. It helps everybody. People that vote against you, people that vote for you, people that don't vote. It's a big deal. Somehow or other, Matt, you're 100% correct. They have to get this done. You need to fix up your house, the bottom line. If you get nothing at, well, the voter deal, HR1 also, but infrastructure to me is, it's Roosevelt-like, and it has to be done. So thanks for taking my call this morning, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, and that's an excellent point. When Franklin Roosevelt, you remember the guys coming out of the Depression, they're right in the middle of the Depression, and he goes, okay, we're going to have these public works projects. And the Republican Supreme Court said they were unconstitutional, and the Republicans say it would drive up the deficit and all that. He said baloney. He fought back against them, fought back. He said to the Supreme Court, I'm going to pack the court with seven more justices, and we're going to pass it. And that got him scared, and they came correct with some respect. And the other Republicans, he won some elections, and he was one of the greatest presidents in our history after Washington and Lincoln, really, and also won the Second World War, basically. And, you know, what a guy. And so Biden right now is not facing the same problems he did, but they're similar, not a second world war, but a dangerous war with Russia. And then secondly, on infrastructure, you know, with COVID and the destruction of our normal economy, you had to have people on unemployment comp, you had to have people getting payments or we would have closed down. He did the right thing with COVID relief, and he was opposed by the Republicans, and he was still opposed by some of them. And now this is our window of opportunity. We have a majority in the Senate, in the House, and we have a president. Pass it. Pass it. A lot of good paying union jobs. You know, there's a lot of work to rebuild our highway system, repair our roads, harbors, airports, that kind of thing. And also the other things having to do with education, having to do with childcare. Do it. It's a once in a generation opportunity. And what's standing in the way is not the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi can push it through and get a lot of Republican votes. And it's not necessarily the Senate, because some Republicans will go for it. What it is it's Manchin and Sinema. And they are sucking along with Moscow Mitch saying, we want bipartisanship. Hey, wait a minute. Moscow Mitch didn't want bipartisanship when it came to suspending the filibuster so he could ram through Supreme Court justices, right? He didn't do it. And there was no bipartisanship when they confirmed Trump's cabinet appointees, some of whom were criminals. The Democrats would have confirmed some appointees, but not criminals and weirdos, and somehow they got in, okay? So why is it okay for Moscow Mitch not to go bipartisan, but Manchin and Sinema are saying, oh, we need Moscow Mitch to sign off on this so that we get at least 10 Republican votes, and we get six or seven. We get six or seven. We get Romney. We'll get this one and that one, Murkowski, but 10 is a lot, and there are a lot of people there like Cruz, Rubio, Hawley, guys like that, Cotton, bad news, very bad news people all around the country. So Paul's exactly right. But to get it through, we are going to need to be able to use our majority, not get a supermajority. We are needing Manchin and Sinema to come correct on this stuff, to understand what's going on. That's what we need. That is the pinch point. That is the pinch point. And you're right. Let's push through. And so they've decided to do it. They decided to do it. Pelosi and Schumer are going to push it through. Puts a lot of heat on Manchin. If he turns out to be a snake on this one and he's up for re-election, the problem is at least he gives us some votes. He gave us a vote for conviction on the impeachment articles on Trump in Ukraine and in the insurrection on January 6th. No Republican would have done that. He throws us some bones. He throws us some bones, okay? So what do? Do you go in there to try to take him out and put in what, a Republican in West Virginia? Are you kidding me? Some guy, come on. So, but on the other hand, he's half a vote. He's only half a vote. He doesn't give us the most important votes. He's not giving us the voting bill, which would get rid of gerrymandering and get rid of interference and repression on absentee voting and mail-in voting. He's not giving us that. All he has to do is say, okay, we go one-to-one correspondence. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster. Supreme Court, I'm getting rid of the filibuster voting rights. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster. For cabinet appointments, I'm going to get rid of the filibuster for infrastructure. That's it, period, those two. We're not asking for immigration. We're not asking for anything else. We're asking for infrastructure and voting rights, because a rising tide lifts all ships. And if that number of good paying union jobs comes in through the infrastructure, everybody's going to have work. They're going to be dying for people to have work. They're going to make money. They're going to get a skill. Exactly like Franklin Roosevelt. Coming to the end of the show, some great programming coming up. Don't have time to get through all of it. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.